Bob Hemesoff from Decorah with the Iowa Corn Growers. And what did you hear from the president here tonight that kind of struck a note with you?
Well, he mentioned a couple of things. The first thing he mentioned was on a trade, and mentioned Ambassador Branstad to China and talked about some of those things. I was encouraged with some of the comments and the fact that he talked about agriculture trade and how important it was, and how he's going to work to make that better. Talked about ethanol, reaffirmed his commitment to corn-based ethanol, which I was happy to hear. Talked about infrastructure. Talked about a lot of things in infrastructure. I was hoping he would mention waterways or locks and dams, and he didn't, which, you know, that's just one of the things I was looking for. But he reaffirmed his commitment to infrastructure and spending dollars there. So overall, I was happy with what I heard. He talked about regulations and loosening regulations. So overall, I'm just, I think, kind of in a wait-and-see period to see how all these things turn out in the next few months and years.
He did mention broadband, and is that something important to you in your area? Or?
You know, in my area, I don't see broadband. You know, I don't have issues getting internet access, but I do know of areas that are. I was just having a conversation earlier with somebody that talked about that, and I'm with the technology that we're going to have. You know, it's going to put the system needs to be upgraded. I would say so. It's always an issue. Yeah, I don't know how. It's not the top of my list, but there's, when you talk about all the possible technologies that we may have coming in farming, broadband's going to be an important piece of that.
He always expresses his support for ethanol and biofuels, and you hear that from folks in his administration. I sense there's still a little bit of nervousness about that.
Well, yeah, we have nervousness in the fact that there was the talk about the point of obligation a few months back and how they may be changing the point of obligation. And so that has kind of died down for now, may come back up again. But I was happy to hear him talk about corn-based ethanol and his support for that. So at this point in time, we take him at what he's telling us, and we move forward and hope that they continue to be supportive of ethanol and biofuels.